Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bots. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment. Today, the 3rd of May, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Not only that, but we are streaming video, and Jared's going to put that on our chat room. Yep, hop into our chat room at KCNR1460.com. Or do you just happen to have that at your lips right now, my friend?
I don't have it memorized.
Okay.
It's KCNR3.BAJE.US.
There you go, and you can watch us. Okay. Today we have Dr. Doug Craig with us, and we also have Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridges. I'm sure there'll be no comments or things. Jared, what's the weather look like here?
It is currently 50 degrees. Today's going to be sunny and clear with a high of 83, a low of 57. Tomorrow, sunny and clear with a high of 90, low of 58. Yeah, we're getting up there. On Thursday, it's going to be partly sunny, mostly cloudy at night with a slight chance of showers with a high of 84, a low of 58. It looks like on Friday, showers are likely with a high of 76, a low of 50. On Saturday, we have a chance of showers with a high of 72, a low of 46. Looks like we have a chance of showers, and it's going to be partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 71 and a low around 47.
Okay. Hey, all that propane comes out of one tank. So it comes down to customer service, and Shasta Gas Propane has the customer service. They've been in business over 20 years, started by United States Army veteran Chuck Kenny and his wife. I can't say enough about them as people, but also enough about the company. They treat their customers like friends. So they have discounts for seniors and veterans, and they work with their customers on all types of maybe concerns they have. Give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Dr. Doug Craig, and I try to do anything to get you off your out of your comfortable spot. So I just change the hours on him as much as I can, and knowing that he has to stay up late at night with his job. So I call him to, like 9 o'clock at night and say, hey, come in an hour early.
Yeah.
And okay, it's not that bad, but he showed up today because we're going to talk about climate change with two books, two big folders, and then
less books this time,
less books, but lots and lots of,
paper.
And we're going to talk climate change. One of your favorite subjects. And next month we're going to talk the border.
Okay.
One of my favorite subjects. And in fact, I'm bringing in Border Patrol agents who have been assaulted by. Okay, I'm changing it over. Okay, you get first shot at it, buddy.
Okay. I recommend tonight that your listeners tune in to KIXE. I believe it's at 10 o'clock on Frontline. It'll be the third part of a three-part series called The Power of Big Oil. And it tells the story that many of us know, but many of us don't know, that Exxon Mobil, before it was Exxon Mobil, back in the 1970s, gathered together some of the greatest scientific minds at the time to do intensive research into carbon dioxide emissions and how that was going to affect climate warming, and pretty much established what we now know, what they knew then is what many of us know now, that if we continue to emit carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, it will warm the planet. So Exxon knew that their product, their oil, their petroleum products would warm the planet. And they knew it would be catastrophic if we let it continue. This is the 1970s,
so
into the 80s.
What did Exxon say when they saw this? I mean, did they agree with this? Did they say, yeah, that happened? Or did they say, that's not what happened?
Well, they did the usual thing you would expect a corporation to do, which is say, you know, we knew what all the other scientists knew. But there's documents. There are Exxon scientists warning Exxon that, you know, this is going to be catastrophic, and we have maybe 5 to 10 years to get a handle on this. This is back in the 70s.
Well,
here's my point, though.
Okay.
Let me finish
point,
sir. Back then, there was no organized effort to dispute that, and Ronald Reagan helped create the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that is the authoritative voice to this day on the climate crisis. And George H.W. Bush ran as the environmental president, and he pledged to bring the White House effect to the greenhouse effect. And when they polled Republicans and Democrats, they were all equally concerned about this issue. Then the greatest propaganda effort in the history of propaganda, a disinformation program, was begun by ExxonMobil and many other corporations that stood to suffer if we actually fix this crisis. And they successfully led us to where we are today. Here it is, you know, 50 years later. And the window of opportunity is closing this decade. If we don't take decisive action this decade, we're surely going to exceed 2 degrees Celsius, which will be disastrous if we let it go that far. So,
what's the results of 2 degrees Celsius?
Well, I have a piece of paper here I could get to, but I'll just off the top of my head, I will tell you.
Okay.
Think of it this way: no matter what we do now, the glaciers around the planet are melting. So that's baked in. We can't stop that. So think of all the coastal communities around the world. Sea level rise will inundate them. So places like Miami.
Is it going to rise 10 feet?
It's possibly, the scientists say, by the end of the century, it could raise 7 feet. And it's accelerating. We're already seeing, like in 2015, I was in Miami, and it's called sunny day flooding. And just because of high tide, you know, a colleague of mine, I went down for a climate conference. She went to lunch, and when she came out, the sea level was 2 feet in the parking lot. And she had to drive very carefully out of that parking lot. And this is something that, you know, coastal communities are seeing all around the world right now, with only about 2 degrees of warming Fahrenheit. So it's devastating. It's going to potentially collapse the real estate market when you think of the trillions of dollars of real estate that's going to go underwater in the next couple decades.
Well,
so it's very serious.
So you're saying then by the end of this century, which is 2022, so on 2100, right?
Yeah, some estimates say
2100
7 feet sea level rise.
That the sea level can rise up to 10 feet.
I said 7.
Okay, can rise, not will rise, but can rise. Okay. Has the Earth been warmer than this at other times in its time here?
Well, not in the last 16 to 25 million years, no. We've never had carbon this high. See, what some don't understand, maybe I can explain it this way. CO2 in the atmosphere is tiny. 99.96% of the atmosphere is oxygen and nitrogen and argon. Only 0.04% right now is CO2. So out of like 10,000 molecules in the atmosphere, if there's two molecules that are carbon dioxide, we have an ice age. Three, the ice age go away. And we're now at over four parts per 10,000. And that is having...
Are there scientists that disagree with that four? Because I'm reading something here is that...
the answer is no. No,
throughout no human history, constitute less than 0.00022% of totally naturally emitted from the mantle of the Earth during geological history.
What I'm saying is completely accepted, but like gravity, like the theory of gravity. What I'm saying that David Keeling started the measuring CO2 in Hawaii in the 50s. And it's been measured ever since. It's called the Keeling curve, and we're now at 421 parts per million, which again we've never been at in human history. And you have to go back maybe 25 million years when sea level was 30 feet higher than it is now. That's where we were back in 16 to 25 million years ago. So
we've had this happen before.
Oh, yeah.
Without CO2.
No, it's been CO2. There's just many ways for CO2 to go in the atmosphere.
Right. And when we come back, let's talk water vapor.
Water vapor is part of it. Yes, sir.
It's 7:16 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. What that means is their team of experts there provide not only preventative care, but high-quality care throughout the hospitalization to discharge. Shasta Regional Medical Center helps get people back on their feet. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with Dr. Doug Craig.
Well, all of my life I've been a dreamer, dreaming you'd come along.
Shasta County Supervisor to address the homelessness and property crime in our community. By acting compassionately but demanding accountability, he knows we can reduce crime, restore our public spaces to the use of all, and help less fortunate residents live their best lives possible. What we are currently doing isn't working, and as Supervisor for District 1, Kevin Cry's priority will be to fight to end homelessness in Shasta County, not sweep its core problems under the rug. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hello, Shasta County. My name is Chris Kellstrom, and I'm running for District 5 Supervisor. I am not a career politician, nor do I ever want to be. In fact, when I'm elected, I will immediately push for term limits for the Shasta County Board, the current board, as well as future boards. County politics should not be a career move. Overseeing a safe, frugal, friendly, and efficient county government should be seen as a civic duty, not a decades-long employment strategy. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits and a more efficient, friendly county government. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Shasta County Supervisor, District 5. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here, your District 5 candidate. Money is important in today's elections, and I'm happy to report that I have raised more money than any other candidate in Shasta County, and all without a single maximum amount contribution. I've been supported by a grassroots We the People group of friends and family, and I thank each and every one of them. We the People is exactly who I will answer to. Please remember Chris Kellstrom when it's time to vote this June. I will represent the people, not big donors and special interest groups. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
This is Baron Browning. I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor to make sure the worst wildfires we faced stay in the past. Like you, I've witnessed the aftermath of fires, millions of dollars in destruction of property, endless loss of natural beauty, and the needless lives of heroes taken. No one should have to live in fear their home will burn down. With your vote, we'll combat wildfire together.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
If SB 1464 passes the California legislature, it will require law enforcement to enforce all public health orders, whether they agree with health orders or not. We cannot let that happen to our community. Kevin Cry is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1, to make sure our communities are safe from tyranny. We all live in this community together, and we cannot allow for one group to be pulled into harassing another. We must stand together, and we must vote for Kevin Cry for Supervisor, District 1, paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates Committee.
Live every day like it was your last one.
Yeah,
and one day you're gonna be right.
Live every day like it's your last one, because one day you're gonna be right. I like that. Yeah, eventually. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons.
Maybe not
Senior.
Really, though.
Yeah.
He's going to live forever.
River Commons Senior. Yeah. Yeah, Willie's going to be singing to my great, 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 great grandchildren when the water's lapping around his cowboy boots in outside of Dallas. this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Not an assisted living facility, it's for active seniors. It's in the middle of Redding. It's close to the Sundial Bridge. It's close to shopping. All the accoutrements are there. Not only that, beautiful accommodations. They're pet friendly, gourmet chef, transportation if you want it. But you can, if you want more information. And you know what? Every day, I think I get closer to River Commons every time I have to replace the sprinkler heads. To see what River Commons can do for you, contact Brian to arrange a personalized tour and have lunch there. Give him a call at 238-5981, River Commons Senior Living, Northern California's premier retirement community. I'm here with Dr. Doug Craig today in his favorite subject of climate change. Do you mind if I throw a couple more ideas in here that may not agree with that specifically?
Sure, go ahead.
Some scientists have argued that the theory of human-caused climate change involves scientific uncertainties. Would you agree with that?
Everything is uncertain, even gravity, believe it or not. So, yes, everything. Everything's subject to scientific study.
Some scientists have argued that observed climate data does not show accelerating temperatures or an increased frequency of extreme weather, and that have been, or if it has, it's been a lot less than what's been projected by the climate models, such as the models used by the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC.
Well, every major climate scientist that regularly studies this and publishes agrees that human activity is responsible for the current warming, and all the oil companies, just go check their websites, they all concur. You know, there's no dispute, but there's always been paid climate deniers that I talked about earlier that successfully engaged in the disinformation campaign.
Aren't there paid scientists, obviously, that whose whole job and their mission in life is to prove there's climate change?
No, I don't.
There's not? So people working for these, that they're being paid for this?
We've got to think.
But here's your argument, Doug. from just the way you said it. Oh, they're paid to do this. And the people on the other side aren't paid to say there is?
What I'm saying is they're paid to lie.
That's wait a minute. Now, in your opinion, they're being paid to do one job. Is to say it's not. No, let me finish.
Okay.
But yet the other side's not? You can't say that.
Let me explain then. Okay. I hear your argument. Let me explain. I'm talking about science. So think of how our court system works. If you have not experienced something directly, if you're not a witness, they don't want you in there. They don't want hearsay. So we have science. We have evidence. And the science, going back for the last 40 years, thousands and thousands of studies consistently say that human activity is responsible for warming. I kind of don't care if someone has an opinion that that's not true. I go to the science, and that's what I suggest all of us do, go to the science.
But I'm reading from things like scientists from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration that have worked there, that they're saying is there's other factors, and the models haven't been correct, and science is not exact.
I know that, but think of like when someone has a heart attack or needs heart surgery, that science isn't exact, but they do their best to use the science. We're using technology here to sit in this room and people can hear us all over the planet.
And that's measurable. That's,
right.
But,
so I'm
saying, but science fails too. That's why we go off the air sometimes.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Science can be wrong.
But I'm just saying that if you have a 97% confidence that this is true, you're going to go on that. Right. So that's, you know, again, this is what you're doing is what we've done successfully for 30, 40 years is keep us stuck. And if you watch the show tonight on PBS, you'll see delay.
So if I argue by using, numerous sources out here, then I'm causing this. I can't have another viewpoint on this?
No, you can have another viewpoint. But meanwhile, Carl, our children and grandchildren and future generations are going to live in a hell planet because this is what we did. Instead of solving the problem, we delayed. We conspired unintentionally with the oil companies to keep their profits coming in while we didn't solve the problem. And we can solve it now. Solving it now.
What impact does water vapor have on the atmosphere?
Water vapor
and methane.
Methane is another greenhouse gas. And
not caused by oil.
It is caused by natural gas.
Okay, but that's
a huge factor.
But how big a factor do?
In fact, that natural
cattle.
Gas is
how
methane.
How about cattle? I've heard somebody said that if you killed every cow on the earth, we wouldn't have a methane problem.
Well, that's not true. I mean, natural gas is methane. So by killing cows, we're still using natural gas. You know, our stove, you know, is natural gas. And we have natural gas seepage all across the planet.
So if today, here's my question. Are you getting upset with me? Dr. Doug Craig, master psychologist. Are you getting upset with me because I'm not agreeing with all your facts, or I'm throwing up other facts?
I had hoped to focus on other aspects of this, but we can keep on this.
You know, I thought the purpose of our show was you bring up one side and I bring up the other. It doesn't mean I have to believe it. It just means I can argue it.
I know.
In fact, you should be able to argue my side and I can argue your side.
Well, let me say this.
He says this with a big smile on his face.
When James Hansen testified before Congress in 1988 and said global warming is here. He said the greenhouse effect is apparent now. We can see that it's happening. 1988, that was the hottest year ever recorded in the history of recorded temperatures. In the 33 years since then, 27 of those 33 years have been warmer than 1988. The last nine years have been the hottest 9 years in the history of recorded temperature. And here we are still discussing whether global warming is happening. It is happening. You know, my house burned down, along with 1,000 other people in Redding. Wildfires are definitely caused by human. Was one of the factors that is causing the wildfires. Sea level rise, ocean acidification has gone. The oceans are more acidic now by 30%. The coral reefs are going to go away in the next couple decades, which will be devastating. 25% of all sea life depends on the coral reefs. You know, this is serious stuff that we have to pay attention to.
I am not saying it's not.
I know.
But when we come back from our break, let's talk about let's talk about something that happened over the weekend.
Okay.
That's very positive.
Okay.
But has taken us decades to get here.
Right.
And can't be guaranteed to help with this. The other thing is that how much should we destroy our economy and our way of life here in the United States when the Chinese are opening up 30 new coal factories a month and India is opening up almost as many as is Russia? They're spewing things into the air. At what point do we change our way of life and other major, major countries out there, industrial countries, are not? This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at, of course, REU. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I'll be right back with Dr. Doug Craig.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Voter fraud is a hot topic these days, with certain voting machines at the center of the conversation. As voters, we need a voting system we can trust. Our current county clerk believes these leased voting machines are trustworthy and plans to use them for the next 5 years. We need a new county clerk that will work to replace these machines with one of 8 California-approved alternatives. Vote Bob Holsinger for Shasta County Clerk on June 7th, paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees.
For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN.
A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Redding Electric Utility and City of Redding staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
We need all units to
violent crime right.
California under siege.
Are gang related.
Criminals set free.
Their local police.
Police attacked.
In shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
I shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You are hitting it tonight. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linz is on assignment. Today, the 3rd of May, 7:37 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Hey, if you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick Gorman a call at 262-2168 for a free consultation. If everything is working the way it should be and you just have questions, he'll tell you that. Don't worry about it. Don't get legal into this. But if your life's been changed and you're not getting the treatment that you should, give him a call. Insurance companies have got legions of lawyers. Get one that knows the laws of workers' comp, and that's Patrick Gorman. He's going to work hard for you, and he's a pit bull when it comes to taking care of his clients. Give him a call, 262-2168 today. I'm with Dr. Doug Craig, and, you know, I've never been able to get him heightened in his reactions, but I did. Yeah. Hey, what about this? What about this? Now, the question I asked was, when yes. we went back, the whole world has to buy into this theory.
Exactly. Well,
and yes. you've got China, India, and Russia who are putting on coal factories online by the hundreds, literally the hundreds every year. But there's some climate change activists that want us to change our way of life so that we are totally off carbon-based power, which is really kind of impossible at this point. So if we all agreed and we went to zero tomorrow, what impact would that have with the rest of the, with most of the rest of the heavy industrial countries still pouring it out?
Well, the IPCC has been meeting since 92. Like I said, Ronald Reagan helped create the IPCC.
Another great thing Reagan did.
And they've had, you know, five or six meetings every few years they do, and they release these massive reports that are based on all the current science. And then they go to all the governments, and all the governments have to agree, including China and India and Brazil and the United States. And they all signed on in 2015 to the Paris Agreement. And everyone has made commitments, promises, to bring their CO2 emissions under control, and none of them are doing, including the United States. So we can cast aspersions at other nations, but we're no better.
We're not opening up coal-fired plants. In fact, we're shutting them down.
I'm talking about total emissions.
Okay.
25% of all CO2 in the atmosphere is from the United States. Okay? So it's cumulative. You and I, long after we're gone, our emissions will remain. That'll be our greatest legacy to our children, is our emissions. China per capita is still way below the United States. We, you and me, and any other American, on average, are the biggest problem on the planet, because we're in a rich country, and our lifestyle emits massive amounts of CO2.
Like what? Okay, you were saying, as we have cut back on the coal-fired plants, is it because of the number of cars we have? What is it? What causes this huge CO2?
More affluent nations have more greater impact on the planet.
So if we were less affluent, would that be better?
I'm not saying we should be less affluent. What I am saying is that every gallon of gas we burn puts 20 pounds of heat-trapping CO2 in the atmosphere, and Americans burn 337 million gallons of gasoline every single day. So yeah, we're a big problem. Humans have added 1.5 trillion tons of CO2 in the atmosphere in the last 200 years.
Is that because of cars or just us breathing?
It's not breathing.
Okay.
No. Breathing is recycling. No.
I've been into other, I'm not saying, how many, particles of carbon dioxide comes from other countries? I mean, I can't help but think, but China, if there's,
China as a nation passed us up, about a decade ago. But what I'm saying is per capita, though.
Okay.
That we're still right
so
up there.
So are you saying then that, okay, I tell you what, I'm going to take an early break because I want more time to talk about this. So what as Americans can we do that's going to impact on the rest of the world? Okay? Is that fair?
Yes.
Is that
yeah.
a fair question?
We've always been a leader. We can be a leader.
There we go. So let's talk about that.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I really believe that we're going to be here in the future, and I think you do too, and Doug does. So you should take care of yourself and your family. So you go to Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Why? All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Gigi's been doing this since 1993. If you want opinions, or second opinion, I should say, on your retirement plan, are you going to have, we're all living longer. Are you going to have enough money that's going to last to the day that you, at some point expire? How about your 401 plan? Give Judy a call. Give Judy Maxwell a call for a free review and evaluation at 221-0441. And now if you're calling on your cell phone, it's 530-221-0441. And she's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell. We'll be right back.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I've said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but it must have used the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place.
For years, Shasta County residents have been plagued by homeless encampments, property crimes, and illegal marijuana grows. As a father and grandfather, I get frustrated hearing our current elected officials pass the buck on these persistent problems. We need new leadership, and we need it now. That's why I'm voting Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric is an experienced attorney from outside the political establishment. Eric supports law enforcement, building a more adequate local jail, and working alongside the community to make Shasta County safe again. It's time for real leadership. It's time for Eric Jensen.
This ad paid for by the Liberty Committee, not endorsed by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey Shasta County, this is Chris Kallstrom, your Shasta County District 5 supervisor candidate. In 2022, I hope we see some big changes, especially in our local politics. We've let career politicians and bureaucrats control our lives for far too long. I'm happy to say I am not a politician. I'm just a regular, red-blooded, hard-working, American-loving patriot who is tired of the same-o, same-o. I've worn the t-shirt for several years that says, "For evil to triumph, good men must do nothing." It's time for change, and this particular good man is going to do something. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I look forward to earning your vote in 2022. You can reach me at 530-744-4539 or go to chriskellstrom.com to learn more. I also have a Facebook page, which is Chris Kellstrom for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Supervisor, District 5, 2022.
Shasta County, there is a candidate in District 5 named Chris Kellstrom. Chris spent many years managing businesses in Anderson, Happy Valley, and elsewhere. Chris knows how to treat customers and employees. Chris would like to bring that experience and knowledge to Shasta County. Chris Kellstrom is not a career politician. He is a business manager and a problem solver. Shasta County is a great place to live, but we do have a few problems that need solutions. We can use a guy like Chris Kellstrom on our Board of Supervisors. Join me in voting for Chris. Paid for by the Liberty Committee. Not authorized being a candidate or candidates. Committee.
We need all units to respond.
Violent crime, right?
California under siege.
Arch gang related.
Criminals set free.
Their local police.
Police attacked.
In shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
God, it shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman. What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an attorney general who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For years, Shasta County residents have been plagued by homeless encampments, property crimes, and illegal marijuana grows. I get frustrated hearing our current elected officials pass the buck on these persistent problems. We need new leadership, and we need it now. That's why I'm voting for Eric Jensen for district attorney. Eric is an experienced attorney from outside the political establishment. Eric supports law enforcement, building a better local jail, and working alongside the community to make Shasta County safe again. It's time for real leadership. It's time for Eric Jensen. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or a candidates committee.
We're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we take it higher. Working so hard like a soldier.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The phone lines here at 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right next to Dutch Bros in downtown Redding. That's Quick and Clean Car Wash. They've been there a long time. And if you want to get your car or truck looking sparkling clean, you just go in there, drive in, it goes through a brushless car wash, and you have some really nice people at the other end with clean towels wiping off your car so there's no water spots. This is a great place. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10 and you get 3 free. That's it. Quick and Clean Car Wash. I'm here with Dr. Doug Craig, and we've kind of argued both sides of this, but some big news this weekend and was that California, for the very first time, totally had enough megawatts provided that would have powered California for a few hours. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. Renewable electricity met just shy of 100%.
Yep.
About 99.87% of California's demand for the first time on Saturday, much of it from large amounts of solar power produced along Interstate 10,
yeah,
an hour east of the Coachella Valley.
Yeah, I've driven through there. Yeah. And let me tell you, the wind in that area, too, because they have windmills in that area. The wind there is unbelievable. There's days when you're riding your motorcycle and you're running vertically, you can't drive.
Yeah.
It's just too hard. It blows you over into three lanes.
Yeah.
Now, the statewide, the energy demand statewide hit 18,672 megawatts, and they reached 99% of the load served by renewables. Now that's good, and I have no problem with that.
Yeah,
at all.
That is great.
No, that is great, but that was once. So what this proves to me is we can do it,
right?
And we have enough. Plus, you know, they also look at the, you know, million homes with solar panels and all that.
Right.
That it can be done.
Exactly.
But the whole point is, can it be done consistently? Some days there's cloud cover. Some days the wind doesn't blow.
Yeah, that's where we have batteries. Yeah. Elon Musk's batteries.
Yeah.
Powerwall.
Well, batteries, of course, just they don't generate power. They store power. And what it cost, the damage, and I'll say damage, the damage to the earth in getting the materials that makes these to make the batteries is horrendous.
Right.
How can we as stewards of the earth, is that acceptable? Is that more acceptable? If we destroy the earth and we use child labor and all these other things that to mine these minerals to give us this, and are these minerals are they going to be here forever? Are they inexhaustible?
So that's another problem.
Yeah,
we have multiple problems, but if we enter into it in good faith with you know values of truth. And justice, you know, for everyone. I think we can solve these. The technology part has been solved.
I will 100% agree with you. But
we can do it technologically.
But people let their fears and their antiquated notions impact on our ability to make power, renewable power, 24 hours a day by fighting nuclear energy. That is a 24-hour-a-day, inexpensive way of providing power. Why is that? Why are so many people opposed to that?
Well, one problem is the nuclear power stations need to be cooled, and some nuclear power plants have to be shut down because global warming is heating up the rivers, and they can't. It's too hot to cool them off.
But there's the new technology. We haven't built a new nuclear plant in this country in, what, decades? The new technology, obviously, that France uses works.
But look what Russia's doing. You know, you have nuclear plants in Ukraine. All it takes is a bomb hitting that and... Look at Chernobyl. If you hit a solar power plant, it's not going to
see. That's what people throw up. They throw up Chernobyl. Why don't we throw up Three Mile Island? Was there one death, one injury from Three Mile Island? And it was the exact same thing that happened at Chernobyl. Why didn't it? Why wasn't it? It's because Three Mile Island was built with a container facility, and Chernobyl wasn't. Nuclear power is absolutely safe. If it wasn't, we'd have people that have been on these nuclear subs locked under the water for 6 months. They'd be having children with three eyes and horns on their heads. I believe that any type of research will show that nuclear power is extremely safe, but people are fighting it because of the Jane Fonda movie and Chernobyl. And They're using data from 50 years ago.
Well,
then you wouldn't have to rely on tearing the earth apart to get all these parts and all these rare minerals to make all these batteries.
Here's all I can tell you about that. This crisis that I'm talking about has an expiration of 2030, meaning if we don't do something now, this decade, we will shoot past 2 degrees Celsius, which will be catastrophic. We are not going to solve this with nuclear this decade. Because it takes decades.
Well, we're not going to solve it anyway.
Why not?
Well, here in the United States, if we all tomorrow, which we won't, but if tomorrow everybody goes, okay, I'm not going to drive my car, which of course is ridiculous because people need to work. You know, we use petroleum products in so many different things. It has nothing to do with gas. I mean, we can't do that. And even though we put out 25% of what's going up in the atmosphere, 75% then goes from other countries, right?
Well, when I use the 25% figure, I meant cumulative in the atmosphere. So, but think about what you're saying. I'm saying that we have a carbon budget, right? So scientists say that if we want a livable planet, which the economy is based on the ecology, not the other way around. So if we want a livable planet with human civilization, we have to solve this crisis this decade. All of us, including China and India, I agree with you. They have to get on board as well. But it doesn't excuse us to sit around and wait for them. We need to take the lead. And that means that by 2025, we have to peak our emissions. By 2030, we have to cut it in half. And by 2050, we need to be net zero.
Well, how do you cut these emissions? How do you cut the emissions in half in 7 years, 8 years?
Well, there, like I said, the technology is there. The scientists and the engineers, all the people who have been studying this, they say we can do this. That's not the issue. The issue is political will. You know, are we going to make that transition? We still subsidize fossil fuels $6 trillion a year. That would be a place to stop. And we could start subsidizing renewable energy to save our planet, to save the planet for our children and grandchildren.
But we do subsidize renewable energy.
Not even close to what we've done with fossil fuels.
But if all fossil fuels stop tomorrow, first of all, it's impossible to do that. I've read things from the oil companies that said that it's going to take 40 years to phase into this. Doing away so that all cars are electric. All mode of transportation is electric. Factories will be run by what? Batteries?
Well, look, you look at the Manhattan.
And I'm just asking.
Right.
Look
at the Manhattan Project and look at how we went in one decade and put a man on the moon. If we put our mind to it, I think we can solve this problem. Yeah, there's going to be people say, oh, we can't do it. But, you know, when my wife got diagnosed with breast cancer, you know, we didn't worry about the cost and we didn't sit around thinking, oh, this can't happen. We did it. You know,
well, I'm not worried about the cost because obviously the people in power right now have no concept about what money is. So it's not that. It's that people are burying their head in the sand about all ways of doing this. And people not looking at nuclear power are burying their head in the sand, well, in my opinion.
I have no problem with that being part of the solution. I'm just saying we can do these other things more quickly. Nuclear takes a long time. All the experts I read say that it takes a long time.
And why is that? Government overregulation on it. None of the plants that we've had in this country have.
I'm talking about solutions that we can ramp up this decade. And if you can come up with a way to get nuclear power plants, okay.
Only if I was king.
But
Doug, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carl.
Next month, 8 o'clock. Next month, we talk. The border.
I'm smiling.
I know. He's got a smile, buddy. Hey, when we come back, we'll have Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney, with us.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He says liberals want to rip the blindfold off Lady Justice, part of Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell's reaction to the leak of what is purportedly a Supreme Court draft opinion, allegedly authored by Justice Samuel Alito. It indicates that the High Court is set to overturn Roe versus Wade. And President Biden's reaction?
In a White House statement, the president argues that the basic fairness and the stability of our law demand that the court not overturn the 1973 case that legalized abortion nationwide. He says his administration is preparing for all eventualities for when the court ultimately rules, and he vows to work toward codifying the right to abortion into federal law.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The first convoy of civilians to escape a battered steel plant in Mariupol has now reached relative safety in Zaporizhia, a city that's still in Ukrainian hands. Meanwhile, defenders of the steel plant say that the Russian invaders have started to storm the last pockets of Ukrainian resistance. And Russia is said to be looking at ways to consolidate its hold on eastern Ukraine by annexing much of the region.
Michael Carpenter, U.S. Ambassador to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, warned Russia will also recognize the southern city of Kherson as independent. Carpenter believes Russia has been planning a sham referendum in Donetsk and Luhansk regions in order to create a veneer of electoral legitimacy. There are also signs that Russia is intending to engineer an independence vote in Kherson. Carpenter confirmed that neither move would be recognized by the United States or its allies. I'm Karen Chamas.
A wildfire near the small northeastern New Mexico community of Las Vegas continues to burn, although authorities are encouraged by a better firefighting weather forecast. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 9 points, the S&P trading 7 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Bipartisan group of senators asking the Biden administration to speed up its probe of solar components manufactured in several Asian countries.
The administration announced in March it was investigating solar panel components being constructed in Cambodia, Malaysia, Vietnam, and Thailand. The Commerce Department fears China may be using proxy manufacturers there to bypass tariffs. That's not the concern, however, of more than two dozen senators who signed a letter written by Nevada Senator Jackie Rosen. Their concern is that imposing tariffs now could delay the president's plan for solar installations and cost up to 100,000 jobs in the solar industry. Bob Agnew reported.
An unusually early and brutal heat wave is scorching parts of India, with acute power shortages affecting millions. Demand for electricity surges to record levels. Supplies of coal at many power plants running dangerously low, spawning daily outages across several states. Townhall.com. The next presidential election, still a couple of years off, but that is not too soon for some would-be candidates to start sizing up their prospects.
Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says he is weighing a presidential run, and his decision will not be affected by whether former President Donald Trump joins the race. Hutchinson, a two-term Republican governor restricted by state law from a third term, says Trump, quote, did a lot of good things, but the GOP needs to go in a different direction. Jason Walker reporting.
Australia's central bank hiking its benchmark interest rate for the first time in more than 11 years, a move potentially damaging to a government that will be seeking re-election on May 21st. Australia's inflation rate hit 5.1% in the year through March. The end of Wall Street, the Dow up 38 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment. Today, the 3rd of May, 2022, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Why not go to the number one medical facility in our whole area, Shasta Regional Medical Center? I do. Jared's in here. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Did you, did I make your hair stand up in the last hour?
Not at all.
No, hair on your arms didn't kind of like come up just a little bit
No.
You know, the last hour to me was I finally got Doug Craig agitated after all these months. Isn't that the term he used? He
wasn't. That is the term he used.
He said, "You know what?
You gotta at least admit. You know, he has no problem admitting when he is."
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Okay. What's the? Wait a minute. First of all, is there a special day out there?
It's National Teacher Appreciation Day.
Okay, I can go for that. Yeah. I can go for that. National Teacher Appreciation Day.
Also,
okay.
National Lumpy Rug Day.
Lumpy Rug Day.
Let's go with
teacher. I don't even know. I'm sure. I can't even tie those two in together. Except that my 8th grade teacher used to smack the lumps out of us with a ping pong paddle. Anyway, okay.
It's currently 54 degrees. Today's going to be sunny and clear with a high of 83, low of 57. Tomorrow, sunny and clear with a high of 90, a low of 58. On Thursday, it's going to be partly sunny with a slight chance of showers on Thursday night with a high of 84, a low of 58. It says on Friday, showers are likely with a high of 76, a low of 50. Saturday, a chance of showers with a high of 72, low of 46. And on Sunday, a chance of showers and partly sunny with a high of 71 and a low of around 47.
Okay. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, been in the business so well over two decades. Chuck and Judy Kenny have been doing so much for our community. And it's a family business, and their sons and daughters have moved into that business, and it is still giving the outstanding customer service it's been known for. It's a veteran-owned business, and it gives discounts for seniors and veterans, among other things. Give them a call at 243-3763. Shasta Gas Propane. I'm here with Shasta County DA, Stephanie Bridget, and this is going to be kind of a different interview. This is her candidate interview as opposed to what's going on in the DA's office. So tell people who – I always start out by asking the candidates to talk about themselves. Tell us about you and how you got here.
Yeah, good morning. Excuse me. Good morning. So the way that I got to where I'm at is a lot of hard work as a prosecutor. I have been in the office for 20 years. I came here in 2002 as a brand new prosecutor and quickly made this my home. I met my husband here. We have four children. Who doesn't love Shasta County? It's an amazing place. But I fell in love with the job right away, and quickly it became not a job, but a passion, a career for me to do what I can in our community to keep it safe. I've handled multiple jury trials from everything from misdemeanors to child molest cases, car thefts, burglaries, rape cases, homicides, you name it, and I've gone to jury trial and been able to take those cases to trial and been successful in convicting people and putting people in prison. And And for me, I got to a point in my career, I had worked under three separate district attorneys, and I knew that this position was coming open, and the current district attorney was talking to me about it, and I thought, well, you know, I know that the office can change depending on who the leader is, who the district attorney is. And I knew that by this point in my career, I had done pretty much every type of trial. And I wanted to be part of that, part of making sure that the office stays with the focus of putting victims first, especially in a time when victims' rights are under attack and are being watered down, and continue to be you know, tough on crime, to do what we can to work with our partners. So that is what led me into this position. But still, as a career, I've never joined the office saying, you know, I want to be district attorney. I want to be a politician, because I don't. I don't want to be a politician. And I don't think that this position should be politicized. We see what has happened when that, to communities when that occurs in other counties. So for me, it was just taking that early experience, that trial experience, and kind of parlaying into what I can do as the district attorney and bringing different programs and things to the office and to the community that are going to help the community. So that's kind of my experience in a nutshell. Obviously, I've been in a management position now for about 7 years. A lot of people don't know, but the Shasta County DA's office is the largest law firm in Shasta County, and really the largest law firm north of Sacramento, really. And we have close to, let's see, we got 84 full-time positions, and then we also have extra help and volunteers. So it's a big office. We've got a, you know, I run a $13 million budget and have for many years. So it's a large responsibility, but it's great. We have an amazing team. Everyone there works so hard to keep everybody in our community safe. And it's not easy. It's not easy being a prosecutor. I mean, we see the worst of the worst and deal with the worst of humanity. And not if you're an investigator, if you're a prosecutor, or if you're the support staff on those cases, we're all impacted by it. But they still work nights. They work weekends, because they're dedicated and they're passionate to protecting our community.
Do we have enough prosecutors?
No, we definitely do not.
What's your TO, your table organization called?
So we've got, currently we've got 27 positions allocated to the office. That includes myself.
So 27, including you?
27 attorney positions. Attorneys. Correct. Right. However, there are many. My goal would be to have 5 additional attorneys in the office. We need to have an attorney who's going to join our serious offender unit. That unit handles all of our homicides. Currently, there's 3 attorneys in there. Each of them have a tremendously large caseload, and they are some of the most experienced attorneys in the office, so they have other duties as well. We need to have another position in the office so that we can move another attorney who's doing, you know, attempt murders or other serious cases onto that team, so that we have that. We need another person in our family violence unit. I mean, there's a lot of different units that have tremendously large caseloads that need additional attorneys.
Are we seeing more attempted homicides and homicides? Or is it, you know, it's just purely anecdotal from my side, and I asked the police and all this, you know, is it getting more violent out there? And they don't seem to believe that it's worse, mm-hmm. a lot worse than it used to be. But it's still a serious problem. Are you seeing more?
When you look at the homicides as they've occurred over the last, you know, let's just say 5 years, the numbers go up and down. It really depends on the year.
And that's what they say. It depends on what year we're talking about.
Yeah. So just looking at our numbers, you know, in 2015 we had 11 homicides, but in 2019 we had 6, but in 2020 we had 11 again. So the number does go up and down. But you have to remember that homicides sometimes can take a very long time to solve. This past year in 2021, we had 16 homicides that we filed. But you got to realize there were several cold cases that were finally solved in 2021. And there's homicides that can happen in 2020, but then it takes 3, 4, 5 months before someone is found and arrested. So the years blend together a little bit, but the number does go, it goes up and down year over year.
So we had 16 last year?
16 filed homicides, including cold cases.
Yeah, that was on the DNA that you all found on that, too. Okay. Hey, I'm with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding with a watch repairman, you name it, they can do it, plus a huge selection of jewelry, everything from Native American to estate and more. It's a great place to shop. Very fair prices, Linda's favorite place to hang out. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Little south side of Chicago, it's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now Leroy, morning trouble, you see he's standing about 6'4".
Kevin Cry is running for Shasta County Supervisor to rebuild public trust in our local government. As a small business owner, Kevin Cry was appalled that many of our local businesses were deemed non-essential and were forced to close their doors while others were allowed to stay open for seemingly random reasons. Our leaders should have taken a stand for all our local business owners, but they remained silent. Kevin Cry will stand with all of us. Vote Kevin Cry for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hello, Shasta County. My name is Chris Kellstrom, and I'm running for District 5 Supervisor. I am not a career politician, nor do I ever want to be. In fact, when I'm elected, I will immediately push for term limits for the Shasta County Board, the current board, as well as future boards. County politics should not be a career move. Overseeing a safe, frugal, friendly, and efficient county government should be seen as a civic duty, not a decades-long employment strategy. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits and a more efficient, friendly county government. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Shasta County Supervisor, District 5. Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here, your District 5 candidate. Money is important in today's elections, and I'm happy to report that I have raised more money than any other candidate in Shasta County, and all without a single maximum amount contribution. I've been supported by a grassroots We the People group of friends and family, and I thank each and every one of them. We the People is exactly who I will answer to. Please remember Chris Kellstrom when it's time to vote this June. I will represent the people, not big donors and special interest groups. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Fly nonstop from Redding to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines.
Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Redding with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Is Redding better off than it was 4 years ago? Absolutely not. Our local government has been asleep at the wheel for the past couple years, and we have been void of any effective leadership at the local level. This is why political outsider Kevin Cry is running for Shasta County Supervisor District 1 to help lead our community in the right direction. Shasta County has woken up, and we want change. Let's keep the momentum going and elect Kevin Cry to Shasta County Supervisor District 1. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great day today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Been in the business 15 years, helping move local dreams forward. Four branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one right downtown at 1845 California Street. Of course, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and then the newest branch in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Street. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We do our business banking there at Cornerstone Community Bank. We're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, who is running for re-election, and this is her candidate appearance. Now, it's hard to separate the candidate from the job, though, since that's what you're running for.
Sure.
You said something about programs, and when you wrote programs, I said, what kind of programs? So I'm going to ask you that. What kind of programs, when you say you started programs or you've brought in programs here, what kind?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously there's been a lot of talk over, you know, years and years and years now about the legislature in Sacramento and the things that they passed that hurt conservative communities like ours that we don't necessarily agree with, or propositions that passed that we didn't necessarily vote for in our community. And some of the things that I've done, are you fixing my fixing my mic? Okay. Some of the things that I've done to address that is we can't just I've fought against those for sure. I've lobbied for new legislation. I've been involved with the statewide lawsuit against the California Department of Corrections to stop their abuse of using these new laws.
When we say that, are we talking like 109, 47, Prop 47, 57, or just?
Prop 57. So the lawsuit specifically regarding Prop 57, which allowed so many extra, pretty much just wrote a blank check to the California Department of Corrections for them to decide what credits they want to give to offenders in custody. And that's not right. That is not truth in sentencing. That violates victims' rights and everything. So I have fought strong against that. But locally, what we've seen because of, let's just say, AB 109, is our jail is so full. It was never built for people to be housed for five-year sentences or eight-year sentences, what they have to be now because of AB 109. So we get so many people that just won't even show up for their first court date. Our failure to appear rate is so high because they get booked on a warrant, and they're released before their actual first court appearance. And it gets very frustrating.
Are we talking like 60-70%?
It's very high. It's
well over 50%.
It's consistently over 50% of people that don't. So, you know, a few years back, I'm like, this is just not okay. I know there's not a lot of room at the jail, but I met with Sheriff Basenko and the chiefs of the police at that time and said, I have an idea for a program. Let's start the what I want to call the Chronic Offender Accountability Program, which is basically attacking cases that are repeat offenders. These are offenders that are picking up 20, 30, 40, 50 different calls for service, and what can we do? So I was able to get the sheriff's office to designate jail beds for this program, regardless if it's a misdemeanor offender, regardless if it's a, you know, low-level felony. People that normally would be released from custody early before their first court appearance, If they're in this program, they're going to be in a designated bed at the jail so we can keep them in custody. And then I assigned a prosecutor to that program to handle those cases from the very beginning, working with law enforcement, working with the community members who are involved, all the way through trial and sentencing to make sure that they're held responsible. And since 2018, when I started that program, it has been very successful. We've had well over 50 offenders that have gone through the entire process. And it can take, 6 months, a year for any person to go through the process with trial and all of that. And we've been able to
How long does it take?
It can take 6 months, a year, a year and a half for cases to work their way through the system. So since 2018, these people who otherwise would never even been in court or shown up to court, we've been able to send them to jail or prison for a combined total of over 175 years. And that makes a difference. So let me just tell you the example of one particular case that made a community safer is out in MacArthur. A couple years back, I went out to MacArthur because they were having an issue. There was a particular defendant that was terrorizing that community, and they had a lot of concerns. He was stealing their cars. He was fleeing from the police. He was breaking into their residences, and they had a big concern. And I went out there. I met with them, me and the sheriff. We talked about it. We decided he's going to be part of this chronic offender program. We're able to get him in custody and prosecute him, and he went to prison for 10 years. That community felt terrorized. They felt like they had to lock their doors all the time out in a small community where they never had before. But because of this program, we were able to get the biggest problem in MacArthur away, out of their community and in jail. So it's programs like this that make a difference for our community, that make the community of MacArthur safer because this person is gone.
I'm surprised MacArthur that he was still alive.
That would have been
the second solution.
Yeah.
But when we hear about these people, and let me just, because here's a question coming in from in our chat room. The Taco Bell.
Sure.
That young man, 29 years old, was sitting there, obviously, was on a break, and this guy comes up and stabs him 4 times. Mm-hmm. And he had a record that went back to, 1999?
Yeah.
Been arrested 50-something times. He has 27 pages in his rap sheet. How do you keep him off the street?
Yeah. So for that individual who obviously is pending trial, I can talk about him a little bit, but I can't do a whole lot.
Oh, no, of course not.
He was sent to prison many times. Mm-hmm. He has been in Tehama County, Modoc County, Plumas County. He has pretty much been in all the Northern California counties, transient around them, go into prison. Then now he's in Plumas County for a long time. Gets picked up there, goes to prison. So he's been to prison multiple times. The best that we've been able to tell from his record and his arrests is he landed back in Shasta County back in October of last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's when a stabbing occurred that he is now charged with that went unsolved at the time. And then he also picked up had a resisting arrest case that also he's charged with at this point. But none of those cases, the stabbing or the resisting arrest or any of that, was able to ended up at my office until this homicide happened. So that this homicide happened was the first interaction my office had with him after him returning to Shasta County. So when that homicide happened, we were able to get enough evidence at that point to link him to that stabbing in October, which seems like it was the time that he showed back up into Shasta County, and
he admitted that.
Yeah,
I read, and the
Redding Police Department had another case that they'd been working on him for resisting arrest. So they're able to take the October case, the case that they were working on resisting arrest, and I believe there was a few other offenses involved, and bring that all of that to my office at the same time.
How does this guy? Yeah. I understand he just got back here in October. But how does a guy like this, And how does a guy like, his name is Smiley, down in Sacramento, that was in the big shooting down there, where five people were or six people killed, how do they keep getting released? Is this under the proposition that they just keep releasing? They know this guy is a danger to society.
Yeah, I mean,
how can they just keep getting released out there?
Yeah, if you
This is just a rhetorical question. I mean, I'm sure you'd like to lock them up for a long time.
Yeah, and if you look at the crimes, it's going to depend on what crime they occurred. I mean, he has, you know, a variety of different crimes, and it's probably not good for me to talk about each one because, like I said, he's pending a case.
But there's a lot of them.
But there's a variety. You know, some you can go to prison for, some you have to go to county jail post one. AB 109.
Yeah.
And some are misdemeanors. I mean, there's a whole variety. So it's going to depend on what they were and what jurisdiction he was in at the time that he committed that offense.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Stephanie Bridget. She's a Shasta County DA, but she's running for re-election. And this is kind of a candidate type of interview, but we also have to use statistics because she's the one in charge down there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business where I've gone to and happily for the last 15 years. They have great haircuts, super guys down there, Tim and Logan. They don't talk politics. Yeah, I know. Oh, barbershops talk politics. Not this one. You don't want to get a barber agitated when he's cutting your hair. Okay? They work by appointments only, 244-9478. And it's Man's Last Stronghold. It's a great place. In fact, I'm going down there this week. Cypress Square Barbershop, right across the parking lot, right off Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Another great place here in town. We'll be right back.
Making a living the old hard way. Taking and giving my day.
The last 2 years revealed who politicians are truly loyal to. It wasn't we the people. True public servants are hard to find. That's why we need Eric Jensen at the helm as our district attorney. Eric is a patriot, a devoted father, an experienced attorney from the private industry. This means he isn't beholden to political cronies or government bureaucrats who will boldly fight for you. The current system has failed us, and Eric Jensen is the only non-establishment candidate for Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
We need all units to
crime right.
California, under siege.
Arch gang related.
Criminals set free.
Their local police.
Police attacked.
In shooting victims.
Victims ignored.
Shot my little brother.
Ultra-liberal California Attorney General Rob Bonta has never personally prosecuted drug traffickers or violent gang members. He has zero experience to do the job. Nathan Hochman does. Nathan is the one candidate for Attorney General endorsed by the California Republican Party. He's the only candidate with the real experience to keep us safe. As Assistant U.S. Attorney, Hochman prosecuted corrupt government officials and locked up violent drug traffickers and gang members.
I'm Nathan Hochman.
What's happening in California is unacceptable. Politicians ignore us while communities are attacked. As Attorney General, I'll actually do the job and prosecute criminals. I will always protect California first.
Nathan Hochman, an Attorney General who will keep us safe.
Paid for by Nathan Hochman for Attorney General 2022.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The last 2 years revealed who politicians are truly loyal to. It wasn't we, the people. True, public servants are hard to find. That's why we need Eric Jensen at the helm as our district attorney. Eric is a patriot, a devoted father, and experienced attorney from the private sector. This means he isn't beholden to political cronies or government bureaucrats. He will boldly fight for you. The current system has failed us, and Eric Jensen is the only non-establishment candidate for Shasta County District Attorney. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. It is the 3rd of May, 8:36 in the morning. It is 57 degrees and sunny. Tomorrow's going to go up to 90. And so tomorrow we'll start giving warnings again about leaving animals and people in cars when you go and go shopping. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, 2173 Hilltop Drive, had a front row seat, of course, in the cruise last Friday. If you were participating in that, as many thousands did. And they offer all your tobacco needs. They've been in the business here in Reading for over 30 years, and it's not just tobacco they sell. They also help a lot of our nonprofits. They've been a member of our community. They help our veteran organizations, fundraisers, and all of this. Tobacco and Brew, they've got the finest walk-in humidor north of Sacramento, maybe even including Sacramento. They've got great selections of cigars. And like I said, all your tobacco accessories at Tobacco and Brew, open Monday through Saturday. I'm here with Stephanie Bridget, who is Shasta County District Attorney running for re-election. So it's kind of a combination candidate district attorney interview today. Okay, you talked about one of the programs. One of the programs that you were using. What's another program that you've introduced up here that makes a difference in crime?
Yeah, so I mean, we have several different programs, so it's hard to find just one to talk about. But I can tell you that just to mention a couple real briefly, we added a attorney to the Reading Police Department neighborhood. Their NPU, their neighborhood police unit. So now we have a full-time attorney who is working with them on that, because they do a lot of proactive work and work that we need, around the city. So that was very important for us to partner with them on that. We have, let's talk a little bit about how we need to be, proactive instead of reactive. One of the things that I thought was important when I became district attorney was to start with a bigger education piece for our community. So I've done things such as bringing in the Senior and Veteran Fraud Fair that we do annually. We bring in resources from state, from DMV to Better Business Bureau, all of those different agencies, and local agencies up here, and put it on a big fraud fair to help people get the resources they need to not become a victim, or if they are, have the resources to help themselves through that, because a lot of it is crime prevention. I also started us going into schools. We're going into schools and teaching children about, what is human trafficking? What does it look like? How can you stay safe from falling victim to human trafficking, and how can you protect your friends from that? We go in and we talk to them about cyber safety, about you know the different apps they use and the games and online games and the risks that are associated with that, and how they can keep themselves safe. About bullying and anti-bullying, we go into schools and teach so much now about those topics, so that the kids can have the skills to keep themselves safe, so they don't become a victim, or they can recognize when someone has been a victim and get the services that they need. I also brought the Focus program to Shasta County. This is a program that started on the East Coast, was not in Shasta County. It's basically focusing on children under stress. And what it does is let's just say there was a domestic violence incident that happened at night, and first responders are out there, law enforcement. And they see a school-aged child who's there, who witnessed this, who was very traumatized from this incident. They now have a direct connection to the Shasta County Office of Education through a app that they can put in there, the child's age, child's name, and that their school will be notified, not of the facts, not of anything that could be confidential or embarrassing, just that the child was in a stressful situation. And this is all first responders. It could be that the child was in a home that was on fire the night before. And it's so if that child shows up to school without their homework, or they do poorly on a test, or they're crying, or they're being mean, that the school knows to give that child another opportunity, to let them turn in that homework a different time or take the test a different time. So it is, I created this partnership with all first responders, from medical to fire to peace officers, with the schools, which has been very effective. Also started the family violence unit, to have a focused unit that is handling the most sensitive cases, from child sexual assault, physical abuse, elder abuse, stalking, domestic violence, so that they have a four-person team who can get the training that they need, that can handle those same cases from beginning to end and year over year, so they get the training that they need to put a child witness on the stand or to work with these more people crimes, family crimes. So I've started that. That's been a very successful program as well, continuing to be an advocate on the different boards that I'm on. I'm on the Children's Legacy Center board, and I've been on that board since it was founded years ago, like 5-6 years ago, working to bring that to our community, which is, you know, typically before we had the Children's Legacy Center, a child who was a victim of crime would be interviewed 6 or 7 different times by medical, children and family services, law enforcement, DA's office. Now we've been able to successfully open this center where that child will be interviewed once, with all of those different providers listening and getting their questions answered at one time.
Yeah, we interviewed the people who are doing that, and what a great that's such a great program for kids who have been victims of domestic violence or sexual violence. Everybody that's involved with this. You have a forensic sociologist or somebody that's in there questioning them with an earpiece in.
Yeah, forensic interviewer.
Yeah, interviewer, forensic interviewer. And that if people have questions, you'll ask them, and then they'll bring it up to the child in an appropriate manner.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Everybody that's involved in the case.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's tragic to think that some kid would have had to gone through this so many times, because you know what? The only thing it takes is their story to change once. And for a small child, that could happen. Anyway.
That is a big problem, you know, that kids, you know, when you get to trial, it's hard. It's hard. You're putting a child on the stand against an adult. And you got to make sure that you have properly qualified, trained and people doing those interviews and getting all the questions at one time. Because, I mean, it's human nature. When you're asked the same thing more than once, you're going to remember more details or whatever it may be. So
Especially if you're five, let's get it done one time. Okay. We're here with Stephanie Bridget. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about some articles in the paper and some things that I've been reading lately about statistics and stuff like that. The this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. This is our firearms dealer of choice. Why? Great customer service. He has the firearms that we're interested in. And their gunsmith, which is John Bastiani, of course. John Bastiani owns Bastiani Arms. He is one of the finest gunsmiths around. If you need a new trigger, you need optics put on, you need some things adjusted, John Bastiani is the place to go to. It's a one-stop shop. They offer CCW training, hunter's education. They give discount. Okay. Veterans, they give discounts to veterans. Everything they have at fair prices in stock. That's Bastiani Arms. It's open Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Give them a call at 222-8222. That's Bastiani Arms right here in town. We'll be right back.
I am a parent and a healthcare worker. Education is key to a healthy community. Over the past 2 years, our children have suffered from unequal education. This is why we need new leadership in our county. This June, vote for Brian Caples for the superintendent of schools. He will hold the line for our children to receive an equal education and empower the school boards to do the same. Vote Brian Caples for the superintendent of schools this June. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey Shasta County, this is Chris Kellstrom, your Shasta County District 5 Supervisor Candidate. In 2022, I hope we see some big changes, especially in our local politics. We've let career politicians and bureaucrats control our lives for far too long. I'm happy to say I am not a politician. I'm just a regular, red-blooded, hard-working, American-loving patriot who is tired of the same-o. I've worn the t-shirt for several years that says, "For evil to triumph, good men must do nothing." It's time for change, and this particular good man is going to do something. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I look forward to earning your vote in 2022. You can reach me at 530-744-4539 or go to chriskellstrom.com to learn more. I also have a Facebook page, which is Chris Kellstrom for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, Supervisor, District 5, 2022.
Shasta County, there's a candidate for District 5 Supervisor in Cottonwood named Chris Kellstrom. Chris is a lifetime member of the NRA and belongs to the California Rifle and Pistol Association. Chris Kellstrom cares about the Second Amendment rights and will do everything in his power to protect those rights in District 5 and all of Shasta County. Remember Chris Kellstrom for District 5, head and shoulders above the rest. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any other candidate or candidates committee.
Your story begins here. Voted 2021 Best in the North State to hold a work event. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Voter fraud is a hot topic these days, with certain voting machines at the center of the conversation. As voters, we need a voting system we can trust. Our current county clerk believes these leased voting machines are trustworthy and plans to use them for the next 5 years. We need a new county clerk that will work to replace these machines with one of 8 California-approved alternatives. Vote Bob Holsinger for Shasta County Clerk on June 7th. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
School boards have been tricked into following Newsom's crazy mandates. Brian Caples wants to train Shasta County school boards to advocate for the constitutional rights of children. Brian is running for Shasta County Superintendent of Schools. He will put children first, and he will empower school boards to stop these crazy mandates. I'm a high school teacher, and on June 7th, Brian Caples has my vote. Paid for by the Liberty Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, the Asphalt Cowboys Rodeo Parade is coming up quick, and they are looking for parade entries. Business, commercial, civic and fraternal, junior and youth groups, bands, cheer groups, dance groups, vehicle groups, mounted horse groups, and individuals. Yeah, that's what I'll do. We'll just walk down the street with a sign that says, listen to us. It's always free to enter, and it's they award plaques and trophies and the winning entries. It's going to be Saturday, May 21st at 10 a.m. downtown, just like we always have. And the theme this year is Honky Tonk Bars and Rodeo Stars. So if you'd like to do that, if you'd like to enter, it's free. Give Dave a call at 515-3316 or go to asphaltcowboys.org. There. They asked us to help with this. You know what? This is a great parade. I always enjoy this parade. Two parades right here. Anyway, let's pass that. I'm here with Stephanie Bridget, who is Shasta County DA running for re-election. So it's a candidate and DA type of interview. West Valley. There was an article in the paper, as you probably know, talking about the West Valley, what happened there. And I'm not going to make any comments on that because I don't know that much about the case except what I've read in the paper, and I've stopped, thinking that everything you see is gospel anymore. But one of the questions was, is not talking to the victims. Do you have any? You even comment? Can you comment on what's going on with that?
Well, here's what I can say is that despite what I'm hearing is being represented, that a complete independent investigation was done by the major crimes unit of the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. They worked very hard. They interviewed everybody that was involved, and it wasn't, we're not talking about the deputies that were called out. We're talking about the major crimes unit of the Sheriff's Office did a full investigation. It was thoroughly reviewed and looked at in my office as well. We reached out to the parents of the victims multiple times, spoke with many of them who responded to us, and I know that there is a civil suit that is occurring, and if there is additional information that has come out from that investigation, we're more than happy to take a look at that. But outside of that, by law, juvenile cases are confidential, and therefore we cannot comment on the specific facts or anything of this case or any juvenile investigation.
Okay, but if the sheriff's department, their major crimes unit, forwarded a case to you, then you would look at that to see if you're going to take action on it.
Well, they've already done the full investigation. It's been looked at. We've been in communication with and talked to the families involved multiple times, the ones that would talk with us. And that, we can always, if there's additional information out there, we're always happy to receive that. But outside of that, I am always going to respect the law, especially when it has to do with juveniles, that juvenile investigations are confidential.
Okay. Something hit my Facebook page, and you know Facebook is right all the time.
Well, Facebook is always right, right?
They're talking about percentage of convictions, and they're saying they're dropping. Can you comment on this?
So here's what I want to say is that I've heard so many different numbers being thrown out about statistics. I have heard that numbers go up, numbers going down, and I've also heard that and seen that when they're looking at and trying to calculate statistics, they're saying, okay, well let's not look at plea bargains. Let's only look at trials, and let's only look at trials where there was a conviction on count one, but not on count two, and all of these qualifiers on everything I'm hearing out there. That is the fundamental problem with statistics. People can make a statistic say whatever they want to say. Here is the reality of criminal prosecution, is that we are involved in finding justice one case at a time. One case at a time based on the facts of that case and that case alone and the law as it applies to that case. I never want anyone in my office who's a prosecutor to think, wow, if I get a conviction on this case, it's going to help my career because it's going to increase the office conviction rate or it's going to increase my personal conviction rate. And therefore, I'm only going to take cases to trial or I'm only going to file and fight for victims if it is a slam dunk case, like the best of all cases. It's on video with the confession. That is not justice for our community at all. And that is what I have always told everybody in my office, that we care about justice one case at a time. And it's very frustrating for me to see someone who wants to come into this position who would, from what they're putting out, would promote cherry picking of cases so that their statistics are inflated. Because I could have 100% conviction rate, absolutely, if I picked all the cases that were the best and took them only to trial. But that's not justice. It is not justice. We are taking cases to trial where we have children who have been molested or who have been harmed. And a lot of times their own family members are testifying against them because the mom supports the offender and not the child, but that child has described in detail stuff that a 7-year-old child should not know. And we take that and we are going to fight for that victim in court because we believe that child. And if a jury ultimately comes out and says he's hung or not guilty because they don't believe enough evidence was there, we're still going to fight for them. We're going to fight for them. So I just think that all of this conversation about that is deflecting from the true mission and purpose of a DA's office. I'm proud of all the attorneys in my office. We have an amazing team that work very hard, and they get amazing results.
How important are plea deals?
Plea deals are extremely important. We, quite frankly, like we talked about earlier,
Yeah. We
need 5 more attorneys. We also need 5 more judges. We need more defense attorneys. We need more police officers. The whole system needs more. Last year, we had over 10,000 cases referred to my office for prosecution, or right around 10,000, I don't know the number right in front of me, and we filed close to 8,000 of those cases. That you cannot take 8,000 cases to a jury trial per year. You need to be involved in doing plea bargains, and we get amazing pleas. For example, just throwing out one right here. In 2021, a 30-year to life case by plea bargain for a child molester who molested 3 different kids. I mean, do we really want to put them on the stand when we can, and make those kids relive that when we can settle that case and get 30 years to life against that offender? And there, the examples just go on and on of the amazing.
So plea bargains is a part of our. That's part of our legal system. 8,000 cases that came to you. You got 27 attorneys.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's in 1 year. Cases don't resolve in any given year.
No, they. I understand that. I don't know if everybody understands that, though, how this goes. Now, I've got like a minute left. It's to you.
Oh, okay. I was waiting. Did you have a question? Okay,
well,
no.
I have two more, but I'm going to ask you off the air.
I'd like to just kind of summarize how important. So one of the things is, my office, like I said, there is, 27 of us that are prosecutors. I'm very proud of that team. They, 100% have endorsed me and given me their support. They want to have me as their, next, district attorney for another 4 years. Because, you know, they know me. They know I do what I say I'm going to do. They know I support, public safety. And I'm victim. I'm victim focused, that I work hard, that I have worked with them to create a team that is working hard for the community. I work hard. They work hard. They are all salary employees. So they could work 8 to 5 and get paid the same, but they don't. They work nights. They work weekends because of the team in the office is so dedicated. I've done that my entire career. This is a career to me. This is my passion. I have been doing it for 20 years. I have the experience. I have the relationships with the community members, and I have the knowledge that it takes to run that office. Any given day, multiple